U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is perhaps the most famous person to survive pancreatic cancer. She's actually done it twice. Ginsburg's cancer was found early, which is rare. Chemotherapy is one treatment for pancreatic cancer, but only 9% of those who are diagnosed with it are alive 5 years later. The location of the pancreas makes the cancer difficult to detect. The pancreas is at the back of the abdomen. It's covered by the stomach and the liver, so cancerous tumors or cysts can't be seen or felt. And there's one more thing.
The cancer doesn't produce any symptoms early on.
Patricia Beatty had a pain in her stomach, and during a sonogram, the doctor found a cyst.
He told me that that the cyst was there and that it was precancerous.
Doctors can test fluid from inside the cyst, but it's hard to tell which cysts will become cancerous. Dr. Somashekhar Krishna at the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center led a study of a new diagnostic method that gives doctors a microscopic view of the cyst wall, a virtual biopsy that turns out to be highly accurate.
We can diagnose cysts with the accuracy of 96% to 97%.
The procedure uses a tiny scope that lets doctors see inside of the cyst.
Looking at the wall, the pattern, the image pattern which comes from the cyst wall, which comes as a direct video feed in real time, we can conclude what the diagnosis is.
With this new tool, doctors can save lives, but pancreatic cysts or tumors still have to be found first with imaging tests that are ordered for something else. These tests are expensive and can't be used for routine screening, so this doesn't help the majority of people diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Krishna says the most logical way to diagnose pancreatic cancer early on is with a blood test. Researchers are working on developing one, but they aren't there yet. Meantime, Beatty is cancer-free because a new diagnostic tool found her cyst before it became malignant. Carol Pearson, VOA News.